Welcome to My Greek Teacher Podcast. My name is Efi Asvesti and I am founder, teacher and copywriter at mygreekteacher.com. If you are looking for someone to guide you in the Greek language, I will be very happy to help you. Just click mygreekteacher.com and send me a personal email. Today we are going to talk about a belief I used to have in the past, many people have it, and it's absolutely wrong. It is the belief that having hobbies is for the rich people. Having a hobby seems like a luxury in our eyes. It requires a lot of time during the week, some money, maybe an instructor, equipment, but most of all, in our eyes, we have it as we must have a lot of time, a lot of money aside in order not to worry, and also that we are a person that has a hobby seems like they don't care about the world, or they don't work much, or they don't need to work much, that they are always in a mood very relaxing and peaceful. Things that are completely the wrong picture and has nothing to do with the reality. The biggest excuse for not having a hobby is I am in survival mode. I work too much, I work every day, long hours, I don't earn a lot of money, I have to pay rent and I have a lot of bills, I'm worried, I'm depressed. We use all the negative things of our lives as an excuse for not having a hobby, like I cannot behave like so irresponsibly right now. I have responsibilities. This is the main idea, or maybe I overreact about it, but this is the picture I have, maybe because this is the picture I used to have about having hobbies. What if I told you that having a hobby not only is not for those who have all their problems solved, but also it can be the creativity that you need to stimulate your imagination for your own benefit? It can be the number one habit for someone to overcome a difficult situation in their lives, in their jobs or a relationship, or anywhere you may feel stuck and you cannot overcome. Have you ever thought about a hobby that has the potential to take you to another routine, the routine of successful mindset, which will save your life in the end? The system and the environment have convinced us that having a hobby takes away our time and the focus of survival, while in reality, it's exactly the opposite. Watching TV is for the rich, gossiping is for the rich, occupying ourselves with useless information and wasting our imagination in creating problems is for the people that don't worry about making a living. Those who need to survive find creative ways to escape. We are talking about the serious game of investing in yourself. Your hobby will eventually take you out of your survival mode, and you will see that your hobby will eventually save your life. You don't have to spend a lot of money. You don't have to spend money at all, basically. All you need to do is to invest in your time, to invest in yourself, and learn about things that you love, and do it with so much love that it can take you, it will open a new door of magic where you can find and create a new world for you to escape from reality, but which will become your reality in the end. Now, if you came here, obviously or probably you are thinking about this hobby for you to be the Greek language. And as we say in Greek, we have a Greek phrase saying that if we don't brag about our house, it will fall on our heads. I have to tell you that the Greek language is one of the best hobbies you can choose, because the magic of the words can unfold and wake up in you and create a magic world and completely new perspective about the English language that you speak or anything you know about life and the world so far. The Greek language is a great source of happiness and knowledge. If you're looking for a Greek teacher, I would be very happy to help you, but don't get stuck there. You can start today with any kind of free resources, add 2 to 5 new Greek words in your vocabulary, listen to Greek music, I don't know, or buy a book about how to learn Greek without a Greek teacher. Just look for it and don't let anyone ever convince you that hobbies are a waste of time. It is exactly the opposite. The hobbies build us and change our lives. I am sure about what I'm telling you. In our next podcast, we're going to talk about why learning Greek is good for our health. Thank you very much for your time, guys. I really appreciate it. We'll talk again next week.